And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome, everyone. Today, I want to talk about life and about some very important things, so please stay tuned. I only have 15 minutes. This is a 15-minute infomercial. And what I have to sell is, perhaps the clues that you need to turn your life around. You know, it's a funny thing about humans. Well, if you look at animals, bunny rabbits and dogs and cats and birds and so on, they live their life and they live it appropriately. You know, a cat acts like a cat and a dog like a dog and bunny rabbit and a fish like a fish, and a fish does all the proper things. But look at humans. We live our lives in error, making mistakes, self-destructive behaviors, hurting other people, living our whole life and playing the other man's game, and then we say, I didn't even live my own life, and so on. How is it that we can become so misdirected? Animals don't. Animals know how to be an animal from the moment they're born until the moment they die. They know how to be what they are. But human beings, it seems, become misdirected. So that brings up a very good question. This is very, 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 very important stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very important. You know that who's going to win the next football game, or who's going to win the next baseball game, or what star is dancing better than another star, and what the latest songs are in movies and so on. Those are just trivia. When it all comes down to what's important in life, those things are not important at all. Which you know that. You know that there are certain moments in your life when one of your loved ones is in the hospital or when you have a close call. Then all of a sudden you realize that all of those things are not important at all. They're meaningless, okay? The really important things in life is what we want to focus on in this program. So now let's look. Let's look at it. You have to be able to think outside the box a little bit, because most people think inside the box. Everyone from the janitor to the plumber to the congressman to the doctor to the dentist to the pharmacist to the store manager, to the clerk, the accountant, the computer repair person. They all are thinking somehow inside the box. And thinking inside the box is very good for going to work, getting things done at work, okay, repairing things, and so on. But when it comes to the important things in life, the purpose of life, the meaning of life, why are you here? Okay? Getting the relationship with your partner, with your children right. Restoring a right relationship with everyone and with your Heavenly Father. When it comes to those things, somehow thinking inside the box is not working, because most people are missing the boat. They're messing up in the important things in life, like the relationship with other people, especially their partner. It gets messed up. And then if you want to include health as an important thing, you know, health is important. Because if you want to find salvation, if you want to find the meaning of life, if you want to find your purpose for existence, okay, and if there are some amends to make, maybe you had a bad relationship with your kids or with your dad or something, if you still would like to make amends, okay, then you need all the time that you can possibly have upon this earth to make such amends. And so health does become important. But look at people. If that's an important thing, they're messing that up too. Look at people's health. Okay? So now let's talk about human beings and how it is that human beings' lives become misdirected. Because if you can see how it happens, maybe you can stop being misdirected and start living properly the life you were meant to live. And find perhaps even the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. My name is Pastor Roland.
lack a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. Yes, did you hear that announcement? There was a clue in it, a vital clue. A vital clue. I said to start learning how to live instead of just reacting. Part of the reason why your life is misdirected or partially misdirected. See, some of you are doing sort of okay. You have a good job, maybe a good career. Your family's sort of okay, and you're all, sort of all right health-wise, and everything's sort of okay. But you can see how there's something that's not quite right. Okay, and then especially if it has to do with your relationship with your partner or your kids, then you can see how if it's not righted, if you don't learn how to deal with other people properly and find the magic in the moment of handling things just right, then you can see how it could go wrong, could go from bad to worse. See, a lot of families, I'll never forget, long time ago, I was working somewhere, and the one of the top bosses there, everything seemed wonderful. Then all of a sudden, he said his wife suddenly announced she wanted a divorce. And he was just stricken because it came out of the blue. He wasn't expecting it. Well, I'm sure there were signs, but he wasn't expecting it. So what went wrong? Okay, so what you need is awareness, and you need to stop reacting. That's the point, the clue that was in the little announcement. You have to stop reacting. See, it's by reacting that you make mistakes. Have you ever noticed? When you get angry, you make mistakes. When you become emotional, you make mistakes. When you become upset, so you have to not to react and say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. Now, let's get back to human beings again. I said that fish and birds and dogs each knows how to be itself. It has a nature. Fish has a nature. Dog has a nature. And the dog naturally expresses that nature without conflict. Okay? You don't see dogs taking drugs and popping antidepressants and drinking alcohol and smoking marijuana. Why do people have conflict? Okay, sure, people want to get a high. That's part of the reason why people take drugs and so on. But more than that, there's conflict. They're escaping from something. They're trying to hide something. They're in denial. See, they want to escape. They want to feel good the way they are, even though they know they're not good the way they are. So it's a lie, see? But they want to get away from the conflict. They have conflict about the way they're existing. And the reason they have conflict is because they're not living rightly, which gets back to what I was saying. Our lives are misdirected. So who's pulling the strings? Who is the puppet master? Who is behind the scenes pulling the strings, okay, where you keep making mistakes, doing the wrong thing, saying the wrong thing, going the wrong direction, making a mess out of everything? Who, first of all, who would that be? And secondly, why would they want to do that? Okay, and then thirdly, an even better question, why aren't you in charge of your own life? Okay, and in such a way that you can handle things properly. Okay, well, you need to think outside the box. Okay, because like I said, a lot of people are doing relatively well. They have a decent job and so on and so forth, and yet their life is falling apart. Okay? So thinking outside the box is necessary for the important things in life. Okay? Now let's talk about that. You should be able to live without conflict. There's no reason why you should do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing. Human beings have intuition. Animals have instinct. See, God gives animals instinct. Bunny rabbit knows how to be a bunny rabbit. A squirrel knows how to be a squirrel. A beaver knows how to build its nest and so on, because God gives them instinct. He doesn't give humans instinct. He gives us intuition, a way of knowing, a wordless way of knowing, a quiet way of knowing. See, we know in our heart, okay? Adam knew in his heart what was right. He knew the Father had said, don't eat of that tree of knowledge, the knowledge of good and evil. Don't do that. Adam knew it. In his heart, he knew that. And when Eve came, after she had been approached by the serpent and said to Adam, hey, let's eat that fruit, Adam knew in his heart not to. He should have said, no, Eve, Father said we mustn't. That he knew that would be right. He knew in his heart what was right. But instead, he doubted what he knew in his heart. He disregarded it, and then he went ahead and did the wrong thing. So how about you? Did you have a hunch? See, maybe I shouldn't get in that car. Maybe I shouldn't go out with that guy. Or just about when you're ready to reach for some food that you don't need, some fast food, some junk food, some special sweet, thing that you don't need. Don't you know in your heart, don't you kind of know not that you shouldn't be doing it? But why do you do it? Why? Who's pulling the strings where you go ahead and eat the wrong thing even though you know you shouldn't eat the wrong thing? So after this important announcement, we'll talk about human nature. And those of you who are getting the 15-minute program, you're going to have to go to my archives where you can hear the whole 30 minutes, because the second half of this program is going to be even better than the first half, because I'm going to give you some answers. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome, everyone. If you're just joining in, you missed the first half, which was outstanding. I was talking about thinking outside the box, and I said for the important things in life, like why are you here? What's the purpose of your existence? Why is there a problem, issues between you and your wife or your husband or your kids? And how do you improve your relationships with people? Make amends and forgive other people and all those types of very, very, very important things. Okay? You have to be able to think outside the box. So go to the archives. If you're just joining in, you'll be able to listen to the first half of the program at the audio archives at talktoapastor.org. Those of you who are continuing, you're in for a treat, because here we go. This could be the clue that you need. Okay? This plus the meditation to help you to stand back from the thinking where you're currently lost. See, the problem is, remember I talked about a misdirected life. If somehow you've been misdirected, see, you're not living your own life. That's why you're making mistakes. Do you really want to make mistakes? Do you really want to mess up the relationship with your partner or with your kids? Okay, do you really want to eat the wrong food or drink alcohol or smoke marijuana or take drugs or all these things, make mistakes? Do you really want to get angry? See, No, you really don't. You want to live life properly. But you do anyway, so you do, and then you make mistake. Then you make excuses. And the excuse is the proof that your life is misdirected. So somehow someone else is in control of your life. Some kind of programming. Okay, there's some kind of programming, maybe from childhood. Okay, so you're going to have to be able to stand back and look at it, so then you can start to move from reason, from intuition, from a stance of calm observation, instead of moving because you're reacting. All, you know, fish have a nature and squirrels have a nature, and a squirrel is naturally a squirrel without conflict. A squirrel doesn't have to drink alcohol. You don't see squirrel drug addicts. But humans are, because why? Because we have conflict. We're in denial. We're trying to deny the truth that we're not living properly. So why aren't we? Why couldn't we live just naturally, like a dog lives a beautiful life, a cat lives a very simple life without any conflict. So why do you have conflict? See, or why do you have doubts? Or why do you do the wrong thing? Somehow, you're not living as a human really ought to. Okay? So now let's look at human nature. So now this is good stuff. You actually have two natures that are in conflict. You have a higher nature. You know in your heart what's right. If you always did what you knew in your heart was right. See, if you trusted your intuition, see, if you loved truth, if you were like Albert Einstein, for example, if you loved truth, and then you had courage of conviction to follow through. See, a lot of times Albert Einstein, he discovered by way of intuition something, and then it was a long time before it was actually proved. Okay? Later when it was proved, he wasn't surprised because he knew it was true anyway. See, I remember I was reading about Isaac Newton. And Isaac Newton, they said when he was a kid, he saw a book of Euclid's geometry. Okay? And he looked at Euclid's geometry, and there was various proofs and the various, theorems or whatever they are, axioms. And he looked at those, each chapter heading, and he said, yeah, I see that. And he didn't feel a need to prove anything because he could see that they were true. He just saw it. He saw they were true. Okay? It's because he had his intuition. Well, you have intuition too. You have intuition just like Albert Einstein or Isaac Newton. See, but you're not using it. Maybe you're not intended to become a great mathematician and physicist, but maybe a good dad. Maybe you have something you could do, a contribution that you could make. But for sure you'd be your own self and you wouldn't have any click. So you have two conflicts. You have a lower nature, and this lower nature came into existence when Adam fell. See, and everybody caters to your lower nature. They all cater to your selfishness, right? They cater to your selfishness. But your higher nature, if you were to pay attention to it and begin to follow your intuition again, then God will help you with that one. He'll take care of that. He will give you guidance. If you could just learn to live from intuition and conscience instead of from reacting like an animal. Hello everybody, I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. So your lower nature, okay, sensual nature, the animal nature, the one that lives and dies just like an animal, okay, that's the one that everybody's catering to. They want you to get excited. They want you to become aroused and stimulated and angry and motivated and passionate and, see? So they prod and prod and tease and challenge. There's sophisticated challenge, and then there's raw tease. And everywhere you turn, it's tease, tease, challenge, challenge. Challenging you to be ambitious, to try, to strive, see, to get angry and then to achieve and to prove something and all that kind of stuff, see? Okay, so they're catering to your lower nature. But then you have a higher nature, see? Just like men with women, part of a man wants to use a woman, okay? But part of a man wants to be protective. Part of the man wants to be fatherly, see, and noble and treat her right, you see? So these two natures are in conflict. So what you need, okay, is to learn to observe your lower nature, see, without condemning or condoning. See, that's not going to work. Some people say, okay, I'm just an animal and I'm just going to eat, drink, and be merry. And no, that's not the idea. But on the other hand, some people struggle with it and condemn their lower nature, and then that just makes it stronger. That doesn't work either. What you need is to change. You need to have your lower nature kind of modified, okay, quieted and modified, while your higher nature then begins to take charge. Now, who's in charge of your higher nature? Well, it's God is, actually. And by way of intuition, he gives you guidance, subtle guidance, moment by moment. See? So if you paid attention to your intuition instead of doubting it, instead of denying it, instead of running from it, if you learn to live calmly with a little bit of distance, see, a little emotional distance, not so close, not so caught up in things, see, a bit more reserved, a little detached, actually, in a good sort of a way. You know, like the English used to have a nice reserve about them, proper dignity, and you know that there's nothing wrong with that. A little bit of dignity, that's good. Okay, so you can still be a good mom, dad, and friend, and have fun and recreation and work and everything, but just with a not so emotional. And then you would be closer to your intuition. You'd be able to begin to notice it and pay attention to it. Okay, and it would give you subtle guidance, moment to moment guidance, just in time guidance. And so you would start to not react to other people. Instead, you would respond to what you know in your heart, okay, and remain calm, and then do the right thing or say the right thing. See how simple that is? So the people who lived the proper life, the great scientists, Albert Einstein and those types of people, and then, of course, Moses, Jeremiah, see, Paul, David. Of course, David had feet of clay, but deep down in his heart, he loved God. And people like that, Ruth, see, they loved God. They lived according to conscience, what they knew in their heart. Moses, another example. And so they lived a proper life. Okay, well, that's what you need to do. Live a proper life. And then your partner will respect you. Your kids will love you. You'll be a good example to other people. And you'll have understanding. You'll begin to see why other people are misdirected and make mistakes. They're just like you. They don't want to mess up. They're doing the wrong things. They see that they are. Part of them sees that they are. They really don't want to, but they don't know how to stop themselves. See, so now you can have compassion instead of hating them. You can have compassion upon them. And you'll be able to have some self-control for yourself because you'll be able to observe your lower nature. And you'll be able to observe the tease and the challenges and just stand back from them instead of reacting, okay? And live life more on an even keel. Okay, and then you begin to live like a human being with a certain dignity, a certain propriety, a certain grace, a certain balance, a certain wisdom. Okay? All right. So, if you need a little help, I've got some books, I've got some audio, I've got videos, and best of all, I got the meditation. And even better than that, my easy meditation is free. I think you need the meditation because now you're too caught up in your emotions. You're too lost in thinking. And you need a little help to stand back from your emotions. And so this has been a very rapid whirlwind look at life. It's all there in this message. So you need to listen to it again. So go to talktoapastor.org, or you can listen to the program again. And you'll, each time you listen to it, you'll hear something deeper. Okay, could be a great help to you. And please get the meditation. At least give it a try. Check it out. Okay? It's very, very important. Need some help with your prayer life? Lost in negative thoughts? Find it hard to pray? Try the new Easy Meditation. The new Easy Meditation is designed to help you get out of negative thoughts and into a prayer space where you can pray more easily. Visit talktoapastor.org. Look for the Easy Meditation. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Yes, those of you who are getting the 15-minute program, please go to the audio archives at talktoapastor.org and listen to the whole program. It was really outstanding. There's vital clues. There are vital clues in this message that can help you in your life to be a better mom, dad, husband, wife, to stop having conflict and start living gracefully, nobly, and find your purpose. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.